Welcome to this audio presentation from St. Charles River Church. Today we have a message that we believe is full of practical and relevant behavioral teaching from God's Word, the Bible. We'd like to invite you to grab a piece of paper and a pen. Take notes as you go through this, looking for a personal application from God to you. Sit back and enjoy as we begin this message.
Stand with me if you would and give the Lord a shout. The word says, shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Come on. Yeah, shout. Give him your best. Give him your best. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. You have won because he is risen today. Just like he said he would. Just like he said he would. Listen, before you're seated, don't go sitting down yet. Just a little while ago, Mike Hickman walked up to me. He said, hey, man, did you hear the great news? And I said, no, what? He said, he's risen. I said, oh, that I did hear. That I did hear. I did hear that. And thank God, that is truth. We're basing everything that we believe, the foundations of our life, are based on that truth, that he is risen just like he said he would. There was a Roman centurion guard that after the crucifixion itself, he looked up and after all of the events of the day, he said, surely this man was the Son of God. Even Rome declared he is who he said he would be. In the name of Jesus. Hey, welcome to SCRC. We're thrilled that you're here this morning. Hey, it's great. Welcome to SCRC. Welcome to, we just hope that you will enjoy today. If this is your first time attending with us, welcome. We genuinely hope you have an amazing experience with the Spirit of God. We hope that you will be free, that you'll feel comfortable to just relax and enjoy. Are you ready to get into the Word? Because I'm not going to delay it. I just want to get right into it. I want to ask every person with a Republican in them to leave. I'm not talking about the person to leave. I mean, I want the Republican part of you to leave for just a minute. I want each of you that has a Democrat in you, I want that Democrat side of you to leave for just a few minutes. And I want each of you that has an independent side inside of you, I want to just ask that the independent side of you leave and only leave the Christ follower in the room. Are you getting my drift here? I want to talk to you about the Christ follower that's in you. I don't want your conservative, I don't want your liberal, I don't want your middle of the road thoughts, because that's the mind of man. And that's man thinking man can fix man. We aren't that good. If we were that good, the cross was unnecessary. Only got about 50% of you think. I said, if we were that good, the cross was unnecessary. We're not that good. Oh, that went down on that one. Everybody say these words. I'm not that good. But Jesus is that awesome. How come it drifts? I'm just curious. Every once in a while, just there's a slide. So all of the political agenda and thought is out the door, and Jesus is in the door. Okay. This world is a mess. And man can't figure it out. There's not a politician good enough. There's not a political view that's perfect. There's not, in fact, the more they think they're perfect, the more they're leaving God out. That's the problem with where we're at today. I've had the privilege of going to, though, having said all that, we still live in one of the greatest nations on the face of the earth. I said we still live in one of the greatest nations on the face of the earth. Not because we're American, but because we are blessed. And I know I've had people get mad at me through the years. You hung your flag backwards. You got the flag on the wrong side. I've had more people get mad at me because of I'm displaying more American flags in this room than about any church in St. Charles County. And they get mad because it accidentally gets put on the wrong side every once in a while. I'm not joking. I've had 29-page editorials from people on email and said they would never come back to SCRC again because we had the flag on the wrong side of the auditorium or the eagle wasn't facing. So I got one guy every Sunday that takes care. Zachary takes care of my flags every Sunday to make sure if we offend anybody, it isn't because we didn't care. But I don't think you'll find a more patriotic group of people in St. Charles County than St. Charles River Church. We have a wall of honor honoring veterans and current servicemen and women. But having said that, America is still desperate for God. Y'all going to sleep over here? I know you're heavy on this side just a little bit. I know, a lot of those phone calls from 4 to 6 came in this section right in here. So if y'all would just make up for some of those phone calls, those 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock texts, I would appreciate it. America's just not that great. Because we are still desperate for God. The Bible says the nations that bless you. I've had people say, why do you put Israel's flag up on the right side of this auditorium? What political view? No, has nothing to do with politics. Has to do with a king. The Bible says the nations that bless Israel, I will bless. The nations that curse Israel, I will curse. We bless Israel in the name of Jesus. It's not a political point of view. And anybody that wants to go that route, please let the Republican, the Democrat, or the Independent side of you leave because I really want to talk with you about the desperation of us, God's people as well. I've had the privilege of going to, and I was counting them the other day, and when I think I got up to 19 different countries. That's not that many. Some of the people that I work with Convoy of Hope have been to 50 nations, up to 50 nations. But I've been to enough nations now, I know what it is to walk through the streets of Haiti and watch women that will carry, and I'm not exaggerating, 100 pounds on top of their head in food. They have a basket sitting on their head, and in the basket there's corn, there's all kinds of, now this isn't the 100 pounds that I'm talking about, but this is, they're carrying baskets full of corn, and on top of the basket, I mean all kinds of fruit are stacked on top of it, and it's 3 foot in the air at some point, and there's chickens, live chickens sitting on the top of it. And they're walking, and I'm not joking, they're walking, some of them, 5 and 10 miles, just to go to the market, the street market. And I've been with people on these trips and I've heard them say this phrase. We've all used this phrase. Somebody ought to do something about this. The government could come in and take care of this. I've been in Panama when I've had Christians say to me, if the government would do something about Corundu, you guys wouldn't have to come down here. And I said, no, if you Christians would act like Christians, we wouldn't have to come down here. Turn in your Bibles to John 3:16. It's the most simple scripture in all the Bible. But I'm going to read it from the Message Bible this morning. It says, this is how much God loved the world. He gave His Son, His one and only Son. And this is why. So that no one need to be destroyed by believing in Him, anyone can have a whole and lasting life. God didn't go to all the trouble of sending His Son merely to point an accusing finger, telling the world how bad it was. He came to help and put the world right again. Anyone who trusts in Him is acquitted. Let me just stop right there. Did you know that He is our attorney? Did you know that the Bible says that He is my defender? He is my defender. He is my strong tower. He is the one who goes before the Father. Get this. He is my attorney. And He loves me. Do you ever have an attorney that you just pay? By the way, if you're an attorney, God bless you. But my attorney actually loves me. He loves me. This is the message the world needs. This is the message of Easter. If you grab onto that, this is the message. There's hope. And he goes on to say, anyone, he's acquitted. Here's the fascinating part about my attorney. He's also the judge. I mean, what are your odds? Think about that. What are your odds when you walk into the courtroom and your attorney loves you? He loves you and he's the judge. His name's on the bench. I think we've got good odds. Don't you? Wouldn't you feel better about that when Christ is your defender and he's also the one who goes up and he puts the robe on? The Bible says Christ will judge the nations. I love my odds. My attorney loves me. He died for me, rose again, and he is my defender before God the Father. And one day he will be my judge. And I walk intimately with him. It goes on to say, anyone who refuses to trust him, in other words, fires him as your attorney. Are you getting the picture? Anyone who refuses to trust him has long since been under the death sentence without knowing it. And why? Because of that person's failure to believe in a one-of-a-kind Son of God when introduced to him. That is an amazing truth. The world needs this truth. The world needs this truth. The simple NIV. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son, so that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have eternal life. On Easter Sunday, can I just tell you honestly, we've got the greatest message in the world, but we hold it back. Can I tell you what we do with it? And that's why I ask all the political opinions to step out of the room, because we waste so much conversation about our opinions. And well, I think, and my opinion is, and I go places all the time and I hear Christians around Bible studies in Breadco. These men that are sitting around Breadco got their computers all lit up and they got the greatest message in the world and they're sitting right in the middle of the world and they're in there arguing about whether or not this guy should have been fired out of the administration, whether the administration should be fired. I mean, they're arguing about things, and yet they got there, and then they'll go every once in a while, they'll go back into, by the way, when Jesus did this, what do you think that meant? And I'm sitting there going, tell the story. It doesn't matter what you think or what I think it meant. What matters is what did Jesus say? It's not that difficult. The world is in the mess it's in. We have the greatest light of the world. It's called the truth. His name is Jesus. It's a simple message. Guys, on this Easter Sunday, I want to send you out into all the restaurants that you're going to fill or back wherever you're going. We want to send you out today with this simple message that there's a God that loves us. He cares for us and he gave his son, his only son for you and for me so that we don't have to be destroyed. It's a great message. It doesn't have to be religious up. It really doesn't have to be religious up. It's just a simple love story. And I don't know if anybody, well, some don't love love stories. I have to admit, men don't want to go to love stories. How many of you ladies have ever wanted your husband to go see a great love story in a theater, and a husband's like, I'd rather see Rambo. I'd rather see Rocky, where somebody gets pulverized in the ring. That's a guy's thing, you know? Can I tell you, this God that wrote this great love story, he's the champion. Let me tell you something. He is the champion. He is the champ, and he will take the enemy out. And this is it. This is not just about saying a prayer. This is not just about accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior so that you can take communion today. This is about giving your life and giving the world this information. This is about giving your life to Jesus Christ so you can go into the ring with the champ, guys. He said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. Every dogfight you get into with the enemy, Big Brother just shows up. Get the picture? We've got great news today. I'm not going to give you 5 points I want you to write down. What I'm telling you is just get into following Jesus. Let go of the humanity side of us that is so hugging on to Republican, conservative, Democrat, liberal, or those neutral opinions where people are just trying to find out who they are or what they believe, and get into Jesus. It's the greatest message you'll ever give away. God's word says, again, he will never leave you. He'll never forsake you, no matter what you're going through. No matter where you've been, no matter what your background is, God's word says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son just for you. And if today you're here and you've never, Pastor Mike led 3 of you into a prayer of salvation just a little while ago. Today, I believe that three new names are written in the book of life because three people took a step of faith today. That is, and that's why we gather on any given Sunday morning. Somebody ought to do something about it. You know the song? I did. I created you.
We hope you found this audio presentation from St. Charles River Church both beneficial and enjoyable. If you're ever in the area, please come by and visit us at 810 Westwood Industrial Park Drive, Weldon Springs, Missouri, 63304. You can also reach us online at www.stcharlesriverchurch.org.